this is sunlight medicine. We are here. We are awake. We are observing. So, this is going to be a free flow podcast, but we're going to talk about some grounding, cheesy lines that we can live by, right? So, I remember in my years of being in Al-Anon. Al-Anon is a family group, friends and family that are part of, not a part of AA, but Al-Anon is a group that is friends and families of alcoholics. Not promoting it at all, but it's a group that you go and you learn something about the effects of alcoholism in your life. Someone that is in your life that deals with alcohol and it's been affecting you. So for me, there are personal lines that I have, cheesy lines to live by, is to live and let live. There are certain things that are a bit hard for me, is to live and let live with certain things that are happening in my life. It doesn't have to really do with the chaotic experiences from living with an alcoholic. It may stem from that, but it still carries onward from everything else. And with, in part of experiencing some chaos that we're not in control of, there are certain things that I can practice on a daily basis that helps me to be stress-free. It is surrender, live and let live. So I live with the knowledge of I'm living my personal life, my understanding of I'm not in control of place, person, and thing, but I'm in control of myself and my peace. I'm taking responsibility for me. So there are certain things that I see that I'm a little bit upset with, and I can't really put my finger on it, but I'm getting triggered around certain people, or I'm getting triggered about certain situations. It is out of my control, so I live and let others live. And it may be very cheesy because it's just the same. Like easy does it, or these two shall pass. It's pretty much allowing things to happen without you or without me trying to manipulate things around me so that I can feel peaceful. So once I start or try to manipulate other things around me, then I start becoming the person that has been experiencing trauma. And trauma is always a continuous adventure around how do I cope with my trauma? How do I really give myself the opportunity to really turn it around, switch the script, or flip the script for me? Am I going to continue to be triggered and manipulate other things around me, other people, situations? No, because I'm not responsible for anybody else's decisions but mine. And I understand why people want to justify and manipulate other things around them so they can feel comfortable, so that they can feel okay in their life. But the interesting thing here is, how can we become stress-free? How can we be happier, right? There are certain things that we cannot control. And when I say that, is that there, it's a bigger picture that we can't really meddle around with. The only reason why that we can't is, it's imagine moving a mountain by yourself, right? You can't. You can ask for help, but it's not gonna help you. You can ask for help, but it will always give that portion around that particular situation that you're in more of a stress-free environment for you. So when I ask for help, I can really open my mind, my heart, to know where to go, where to be. This one line, these two shall pass. I remember one of my mentors a long time ago spoke about this, and he said, Ramon, these two shall pass, and before you know it, the storm won't be here anymore. And I wonder, it helped me to understand that the storms of our life will always pass. Sometimes things are not working out. Maybe certain things that are not aligning in your life energetically, and that's okay. And there's another mentor that told me, sometimes not landing is what you're landing in your life. And I didn't really understand what that meant until I realized that I had to switch the script. I had to flip the script and really say, this is my expectation. This is me wanting a certain result that I haven't yet grasped yet. And it gives very good thought to understand my process. And I'm sure many other people go through this process, is that sometimes things may not work out. And that's just another reflection where in our own lives, we can be better. And with that, it will come. peace will come. Results will come. Everything that is everything in your life can be a reflection of where you are at. And let that settle down and let that ground you. Grounding in that presence is where you are at. Doesn't mean you are far away from that result, where you're going. The next chapter in your life hasn't begun. It's partly due to the fact that we haven't turned the page of our life. We haven't really said, I am complete. That is enough. I am enough. And it's time to move forward. It's time to move past a certain point. Because imagine rereading a script that does not align to you, that is not fulfilling you. It's not fulfilling your purpose. It's not fulfilling your direction. It's not filling your cup. So let's grab another cup. Maybe this is the cup that this is serving you. Maybe it will go deeper. What path are you living? Whose story are you living? And is it really serving you? Is the story in your life serving you for the greater purpose? And that could be a lot of things. And sometimes it doesn't have to be perfect. We might think we want it perfect, but it is not necessarily what we need. And that's why life is so amazing. And if we take it as it's an adventure, imagine how much stress we can just let go. Because if we have so much expectation on certain things, then imagine how much disappointment we can experience. So there's another line. What's it? So it's live and let live. These two shall pass. There's another one in my head somewhere. Flowing, just flowing with the drift here. It's a nice midnight experience. Nice drive back home. Yeah, there's a saying called "Let it stay here," and I forget that sometimes when I personally get angry, or a good friend of mine gets angry, or I see someone in their anger, and they're very, very in depth with their anger. They are deeply experiencing this amount of anger that they have no idea where to put this anger. So when they experience the anger, we can really just observe what this anger is. And we don't have to judge it. We don't have to project it. We can just leave it there where we experienced it and move forward from there. We're not invalidating ourselves. We're not ignoring it, but we are acknowledging what that anger is and then leave it there. Don't take it with you. Don't even carry that anger anywhere, because we can carry that anger within us and continue to use it as a crutch anywhere we go. Imagine if we projected that anger to somebody else. Imagine how much hurt and damage that we can do. So really come back into ourselves, coming back all the way into our minds, into our being, and say it to ourselves, I will leave it here. I will leave it here. I will leave it here. I'm coming back into my body. I'm coming back into this being, this amazing body that I have. I've came so far from experiencing such anger. And I let it go. And then there's another phrase like that, you know, let it go. Let it go where? You just let it go? Like, no, I don't want to let it go. This is my story. It's not who I am. It's just a reflection of who I am that doesn't serve me, that is not aligned in me. You see, we tend to attach ourselves to these narratives of trauma and pain. And I would invite you to find help. Therapy is a great tool to have. Therapy is a great tool to have to let it go, right? There's a lot of great tools to learn how to let it go. And you have journaling, you have creativity. You can transmute all that anger or frustration and emotional baggage. I would always support in the places of go finding help. Find a life coach, find someone or a therapist that can push you to a place where you are uncomfortable and release that trauma and really go through a place of understanding and having clarity around what we carry. We tend to always carry a chair with us and we forget to put it down. And it's always healthy to learn how to put it down and heal thyself. When you're ready, I invite you to let it go. It's not your responsibility to fix it. Your responsibility is to love yourself. And that's another conversation. How do you love yourself? You have all a beautiful day, night, afternoon, and you are in the hands of love, which is you.